But as soon as presence flows into words, which is how a spiritual teaching happens, out of the field of presence come words, and the words carry the energy of presence still. That's why they are not just information. The words that come are charged with presence, so to speak. And that's hard to figure out through the mind, but that's how it works. And they already, they flow into the form of the words. Presence flows into the form. And that form will vary then whether a man is teaching or a woman is teaching. There may be a difference. Now, many humans who live, who are rooted in presence, you can hardly say whether they are male or female. Of course, biologically they remain either male or female. But their energy field is quite balanced in many. So the pure femaleness, the pure maleness often disappears, and there's a balance between male and female in many spiritual teachers. And in some, when they get older, you can't even say, is that a man or a woman? Can't tell anymore. The main thing is to see a woman needs to be very conscious of a female, the pain body, because there's the accumulation of female pain through suffering. Every woman's pain body has a share in the collective female pain. And that's why it comes when the nature of your form as female is most pronounced during the time of menstruation, which could be a joyful time, but for many women it is not yet. It is when the female pain body becomes activated often. And that is something to work with for a woman, to become particularly alert as it is about to happen. And many women are doing that now, so they bring alertness to whatever feeling they have. They notice the first impulse when it comes, the first and then wants to become a thought, and they stay alert and present and watch it. So ultimately, the basic nature of humans is the same. The emphasis may be different between male and female. Women are more connected with their body, so often body awareness is easier for women than for men. Another aspect of it is that the female principle in the universe is the receptive principle, is the allowing principle. It's the principle that's expressed through a gesture that you find sometimes in Mary or other female figures from other cultures. The gesture of like this, holding, nurturing, allowing, is the female. And so, as such, should be easier for a woman to allow what is to be and to contain it in that space of aware presence, to be the container for what happens. So I may have mentioned briefly in The Power of Now that in some ways one could say women are closer to realization. It should and could be easier for women. And it's happening now. There's quite an acceleration in the development of women that sometimes surpasses that of men. Here perhaps the number of men and women is equal, more or less, but there are some groups in which two-thirds, not uncommon, two-thirds of the participants are female. Many, many teachers are arising now, female teachers, and that is wonderful to see. There's a great demand for that. The female principle on the whole, of course, will come back very strongly. It's part of what will save the world from an overemphasis on mind, on the male. Balance needs to reestablish itself. But it is ultimately not our destiny to recreate female deities or anything. That can be a little temporary way of reaching that which is beyond form, but it's not our destiny to recreate that. But really, it's both for the man and the woman to find within themselves that which is beyond male and female. Honoring the form that they are, temporarily, yes, but finding that which is beyond, that is where the two are one. At some point they split, and one became two, the Big Bang, male-female. One became two. Two, you may know the Indian teaching of Advaita, which means not two, non-duality, there's only one. Quite a beautiful teaching, as long as it doesn't become an intellectual game or debating society. But otherwise, a profound teaching, that ultimately there's one, there's only one. The essential nature of life is oneness. And duality is to do with the manifested world, the sense-perceived world, not ultimate reality. There's wisdom embedded in language. So if you look at Advaita, the syllable I don't know very much Sanskrit, but means no, it denies. Dvai, it comes from the Sanskrit two, which is the German word zwei. Danish may be similar, I don't know. For two, comes from Alt Sanskrit, because many words in our European languages go back to India. Nobody knows how and why. Zwei is two. And related to that, zwei are other words like Verzweiflung, despair. Zweifel, doubt. These are all